Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and my guest right now is Harlequin HQN author Susan Mallory to talk about her new book set in Fool's Gold, Summer Days. Hi, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's wonderful to see you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Summer Days is book 7 in your Fool's Gold series. For listeners who haven't yet discovered this delightful series, tell us about the California town called Fool's Gold and where these stories are set.
Fool's Gold is in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada in California, and the series came about because I was reading about the census in about 2009, and I thought, wow, there's a boring subject. But one of the focuses of the articles is what towns learn from their census, population, demographics, all of that. And I thought, ooh, what if they learn something they don't want anyone to know? And in my case, I decided to make a town that didn't have men, although thankfully for the ladies in town, that is changing.
This summer, three cowboy brothers will ride into Fool's Gold on horseback in summer days, summer nights, and all summer long. Why did you decide to write about three cowboy heroes and brothers?
Well, brothers are fun. I like to do books that are, I'm doing themes now. So last year was triplets, next year is bodyguards. This year is cowboys, and I thought it would be fun. And these are Fool's Gold cowboys, so more on the man, less on the cow. In fact, there aren't actually cows. There's goats and horses and an elephant. There are feral cows, but they leave the scene very early.
Women rule in Fool's Gold. For many years, there was this man shortage that you're talking about, which is kind of beginning to level out a little bit. So hopefully there are some more books to be written. Why do you think the readers connect so strongly with the series?
I think they love the town and the recurring characters. I think they love the sense of community. People who don't read romance think it's a boy and a girl, but it's so much more than that. The romances we truly love are about connection and about creating community. And Fool's Gold is a wonderful town. Readers tell me all the time I want to live there. And personally, I want to live there too. I mean, there's great restaurants. There's great fun. If your boyfriend breaks up with you, they all come over and everybody gets drunk and eats cookie dough. If something happens in your life, they come with casseroles. It's a great place. You can't have secrets, but you can have an amazing life there. So I think readers love the cast of characters, and then every year we do something fresh. So sometimes series can start to feel a little worn around the edges, and I was determined that wouldn't happen. So that's where my editor and I talked about coming up with a different subject matter or theme for each year. And it allows the conflicts to be different and the focus of the books to be different. So as I said, this year, cowboys, and next year is completely different with bodyguards. There's the teeniest, tiniest drop of danger, but very, very small.
Who are these Fool's Gold cheerleaders that I keep hearing about?
Oh, the cheerleaders are amazing. It started last year. I had read about street teams where people go out and talk about things they love. So I put together a team of fans who love Fool's Gold and sent them out into where they live to talk about my books. And last year there were 25. This year there are 60, and they're all over the country. And we provide them with a car magnet that has the covers. We give them bookmarks and tattoos and lots of goodies. And they just talk to people about my books. And I love them for doing it. They can win prizes. The grand prize is a dedication in a book for next year. So this year there'll be a Christmas book in October, Fool's Gold Christmas, and it is dedicated to the winner from last year. So that is what ultimately I think they're doing it because they enjoy it. But a lot of the cheerleaders from last year became really good friends. They visited to see each other. They traveled distances and they've stayed friends. And now we have a new team we're calling them veterans and rookies because old and new sounded really awful. So we have the veterans and the rookies, and the veterans are helping the rookies out. I just had a book signing where they get points for books sold. And so the cheerleader who came would get points. And the veteran, rather than saying, oh, well, let's split the points, she's like, you're new, you're still working on this, you take all the points, don't worry about me. So they're wonderful women who love my books and become great friends.
You have two more Fool's Gold books coming out this year. What can you tell us about what's coming up?
First, we have Summer Nights, and that is a July book. It'll be out the last week of June. And that is Annabelle and Shane. And I did this book specifically for the librarians who've been so faithful to me. I kept hearing they are so tired of people writing about librarians wearing cardigans with their hair tied up. It's like, give us a wild woman. So Annabelle is for them. She is tiny, but she's kind of crazy. The book opens with her dancing on a bar, although she is showing this dance. She's there's a local tribe, and she's showing the dance. She's not really drunk, but the hero doesn't quite know that. And she's trying to raise money for the bookmobile that she wants in town. And then the third book is called All Summer Long, and I know it's like children, but I can't help it. I love this book. I love Charlie. I love Clay. Charlie is a firefighter in town, and she's like 5'10", and she's really, really strong. And Clay is an underwear model. So it's an interesting book, and I will say I do write funny, sexy books, but this book is a seduction. It was like, oh, I can't believe I'm writing this. So it was a lot of fun. So I had a good time. And then in October, as I said, is The Brothers Have a Sister, Evie, and it's Evie's book. And she was supposed to go with someone else, but there's a character in Summer Days, Dante Jefferson, who's the hero's partner, business partner. And he spoke a line of dialogue, and I thought, ooh, honey, you're getting a book. So he's now the hero of A Fool's Gold Christmas.
Thanks so much for sitting down with us today, Susan. It's always nice to find out what's happening in Fool's Gold.
Thank you for having me.